Let's take a look at the Carroll Tiger Wrestling program with head coach Eric Nagel joining us here as we preview the upcoming 2021 season. Eric, it's always good to catch up with you. How you been, man?
I've been doing good, man. Feels like we just got off the phone a while ago.
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago, it doesn't seem. I do see you, of course, at basketball, or not at basketball, but at football all the time and stuff. So it's nice to catch up with you. But, Coach, let's talk first of all. You guys have been at 3A for a long time, and all of a sudden now you caught the break. You're down to 2A. I know you had talked about the contract with IKMN and kind of expiring, and you kind of anticipated this coming. But thoughts on getting moved down to 2A this year?
You know, I mean, it just didn't work out, you know, to be, you know, have the collaboration with the IKM Manning anymore. Just so we kind of just bit the bullet a little bit and said, you know, let's just go back to where we can, you know, see what happens and go to 2A. So we moved down to 2A, and I'm excited about it. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people in the community were a little nervous, you know, wondering if, you know, are you going to face off, going to the same sectionals and district as Kemper, you know, and beat people out. But, you know, they moved down to 1A, so that kind of eased a few, you know, community members as well. But I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be interesting to figure out where they're going to send us. You know, heck, I was trying to remember. I think it had to be 2000. I can't even remember. Taylor Berger's junior year was the last time we were 2A. So
right.
That's been a while. So, you know, we went up north and had Sergeant Bluff Luton and MOC Floyd Valley and Rock, you know, Boyden Hall Rock Valley, all those, you know, the people we all play for football. So, you know, we've been there before. That's about usually where we used to go. So it'll be interesting if they put us up there, if they send us south, you know, if they're sending us to Harlan or, you know, with Creston and Winterset, or, you know, are we going to go over to where our conference is? It'll be interesting where they put us.
Happy with the numbers this year? 31 kids out seems like a pretty good year numbers-wise.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have a lot of kids that came out that, honestly, I took a poll yesterday, and the first day of practice, and I said, you know, how many kids have you never wrestled before? And 8 hands popped up, you know. So we're starting from scratch, you know. 8 out of the 31, that wasn't bad, you know. But some of the kids got some experience in wrestling, and the other kids, and like I told them, it, you know, I'm glad to see the numbers are out. And I told the kids, I'm excited they're trying something new, and I give them credit for doing it. You know, it's not the easiest sport ever to jump in and figure it out. And, you know, I'll give people props for trying what I think is one of the hardest sports out there. And really testing, you know, their endurance and their mental capacity.
Eric, so you got some ranked kids here in the preseason rankings coming out last week. Got to like to see that. That helps draw some more attention to your program.
Yeah, it helps, you know, and it's a two-edged sword. You know how it is. You know, it's great for the kids to get the acknowledgement that they deserve. You know, but then again, a lot of those kids don't want that acknowledgement. You know, they just want to go to work, and it's early rankings, and like I tell everybody, it doesn't mean anything until we get to sectionals and district and after Christmas time anyway. So, you know, it's a good thing that our program's being recognized and people know the kids' names and the kids that have earned that aspect and that part of the ranking system, you know, is going, and they deserve that, and they should be proud of it, you know. But again, it doesn't mean anything until the end of the season anyway. So, I mean, you can rank us, do whatever you want with us, and hopefully we can live up to those expectations. But, yeah, it helps to see, you know, we got a couple kids ranked. It gets more kids out. Their friends come out, you know, so that always helps. But, you know, double-edged sword.
Coach, I think the other fun thing, too, is that it's a lot of the small guys. I enjoy watching those guys wrestle, and that's where you're probably going to be really strong this year.
Yeah, like I said, you returned Cale Nelson, who's a state qualifier, you know, 106 last year, so he'll be about 106, 113. Carter Drake is a qualifier at 38. He's right there, same area, you know, so there's two state qualifiers returning, and then Jaira Galagos being ranked, you know, his freshman year and his sophomore year, and not really getting there, but, you know, working on some of those things. And, you know, you got some good kids in there that could fill in. Cooper Ludwig being healthy this year. Draylen Schweitzer being back, you know. And we had a transfer from East Sac. Sterling Rodman, you know, transferred over. So that'll help us out a little bit, you know, in the middle weight. So from 106 to about 160, 170, you know, hopefully we that's the meat of our lineup, and you know that might be murderer's row for us that to score a lot of those points. And then the upper weights, we just got to find guys in there that you know don't give up a lot of points.
How you guys coming along getting everybody kind of to the weight? And I know it's a process. Sometimes it takes a few weeks, and you're barely into the season right now, so I don't anticipate everybody being close. But how's that process coming along?
A lot of the guys did a real good job this summer with maintaining their weight and keeping it manageable, you know. And it's always hard for football players because, you know, being a football coach, we want them big, you know. And I'm not a real proponent of trying to cut a lot of weight anyway because I think that's where we lose a lot of kids. And sometimes just being at that weight and maintaining that healthy where they're strong or where they're fit, and you know, maybe one weight class here and there, but you know, I'm not a huge proponent of cutting a lot of weight, and I want kids to be strong and healthy, and you know, it keeps them out for the sport. And that's one thing that kills that sport is that, you know, that weight management, that weight cutting. And yeah, it's part of the sport and it's the discipline of it, but it doesn't have to be the main factor. So right now we're just kind of, we tell the kids, you don't have to get there by tomorrow. So just, you know, just start being smarter, push fluids. The biggest thing is just changing their diets. You know, they're high school kids and they eat junk food. You know, we all used to, and we can't do that anymore, and they can. So we just got to change their diets a little bit.
Coach, do you have any kids that are on that border that you could go the other way? You talked about maybe not having a lot of the larger kid, you know, weight classes, the heavier classes. Can you have some kids that can put on some weight and maybe get up there for you?
Yeah, that's what, you know, we're going to try to do with a few kids, you know. Again, like Sterling's a kid, he's, you know, he's a senior, and he doesn't want to cut, and that's fine. And then we're okay with that, you know. We just got to figure out the best team-wise to do that. And Colton Whelan coming out, you know, he's a junior, first time coming out. He's our heavyweight. He actually asked me the other day, he's like, all right, so I don't know how to do this. Am I supposed to, like, well, eat? I said, just keep eating, big fellow. It'll come off you, you know. Those bigger guys can lose 5 pounds in 10 minutes, you know, because they're bigger and they got the weight and the water fluids and they can do that. So, yeah, we got some guys that, you know, will put on some weight and gain some weight and hopefully help us out to fill that position. And you know, it's the old stories that you hear of people, you know, drinking a gallon of water and stepping on the scale fast, you know, and hoping to stay at that weight. But, no, trying to do it the healthy way, you know, being smart about it. And it is what it is, and we'll wrestle with what we got.
Coach, you got some guys on this team that you mentioned ranked, you know, maybe getting into the finals type of wrestlers. You also said you had 8 kids raise their hand, first time they've ever seen a wrestling mat that they were going to go wrestle on.
Yep.
How do you work that in practice? How do you get the really good guys the competition they need and yet bring along the new people so that they can fundamentally understand what they're supposed to be doing out there?
It's nice with that aspect because wrestling is so fundamental that even our guys that are at that, you know, the guys that are upperclassmen, state qualifiers and those things, you know, we don't have any returning state champions. We don't have any returning place winners. And you can take any team. You can take Waverly Shell Rock. You can take Don Bosco. You can take West Delaware, all the returning state champions. And every coach will tell you it comes down to just doing basics. And a lot of our upperclassmen and maybe more skilled athletes still got to fix those fundamental things. You know, fundamentals win a lot of those matches. It's not always the fancy stuff. So it's a good push because even though we're going through fundamentals and teaching those things, it's a review for those guys to know, sharpen that axe. You know, it's that old theory, if you're going to give me an hour to cut down that tree, I'm going to spend a half hour sharpening the axe, you know. So they're spending a lot of that time of honing in and getting their muscle memory back into that position, and so that it just comes natural, you know. So that's the nice thing about it is we're still doing the basics, and those upperclassmen and more skilled guys or competitors or whatever, they got to hone those skills in, and that's where we got beat last year in some of those matches is just some basics and some fundamentals and some positioning. And if we can get those more natural and become second nature or first hand off, you know, experience, just coming off that, like, non-reactive, and that's what I do automatics, life will be good for those guys. So it works great. That's what's nice about wrestling. You know, the speed is what it is, and you still got to do fundamentals. It's just like any other sport.
What are the basic fundamentals that are concerning for you coming into the year? You said that cost you guys maybe a few, you know, matches last year. What do you need to get better at?
We got to go back to getting to where we were good last year and fixing some hand fighting and some moving and positioning. You know, we talked about it the other day of when your hands move, your feet have to move. And I think sometimes our hands move and then our feet move, or our feet move and then our hands move. And if we can just get those things to work together and more pressure on people and wear them out, you know, that's what we did last year and scored a lot of points with our upperclassmen and those guys and made wrestling fun is mentally breaking people out of position and getting them out of position so that when we go for those attacks from our feet that we can score in those positions and not have to work as hard. We really got to work on the bottom position to get out from bottom and get back on our feet to attack. And when we get to the top position, you know, it's scoring those points and finding ways to get falls, not letting guys get up, you know, make them really, really work and grind that out that, hey, we're not just going to put you to your feet. You know, if we want, we put you to your feet, but we can put you away when we want to put you away and just grind that clock on them a little bit and make them do a little more work than us and staying in good position and, you know, those just good basic wrestling. The things that gets everybody excited, you know, find ways to score points in there and watching people just get to the point where they want to give up and we don't want to and keep that physicality on people. That's, you know, that's going to be our emphasis again. And it worked for us last year, and we just got to build from it there.
A couple of young ladies on the team for you this year.
Yes, sir.
That should be fun for you guys. That's a growing sport right now in girls wrestling at the high school level.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. You know, I talked to my daughter, you know, if she wasn't out for dance and all those other things, I was like, hey, you know. It's a growing sport, and it's great to see it, and I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the state of Iowa to see what's going to happen. I'm excited for the people around the community, and I'm excited that the girls get to wrestle girls. You know, it's been so tough, you know, that stigmatism of guys wrestling girls and girls wrestling guys, and, you know, you got beat by a girl, and it that's tough, and it really kind of slowed the sport down and kind of holds that mentality in there, but now with the girls getting opportunities to go to some tournaments and having the girls' state tournament, which I think the state's working on, figuring out who's going to do what. And I think a lot of the coaches and the association are doing a good job of figuring certain things out until they can figure out to do it the right way. You know, I don't think they're rushing through to just make it happen. I think they're doing a great job of taking their time and finding it the right way. And like I said, I'm excited for girls to have the opportunity to wrestle and do another sport and get that opportunity to, you know, maybe go to school and do those things. You know, you see Iowa's having it. You know, Warburg's having it. You got all these colleges that are now offering women's sports and giving them an opportunity to go to school and to do those things. And, you know, Elsie Dirks is going to wrestle for us. You know, she's a senior. You know, we've had all the Dirks boys, and so now I get the one Dirks girl. And who knows, I might get the other three Dirks girls. I don't know.
There you go.
You know, She wants to join the military and do that. And so she's all about trying to get in, you know, get in that shape and that physicality. And she's a hard worker. And she brought a friend along. You know, that's what we always ask, bring a friend along. You know, so the two of them going at it together is cool because actually my daughter Riley was talking about it the other day. And Elsie got done with practice. And Riley asked her, she goes, so how was it? And Elsie had, like, the biggest grin on her face. And she looked at her and she goes, this is awesome. You know, so... So to see that and see the excitement of it, and, you know, Kemper had, you know, Grace Huffman and those girls go out, and that was a great opportunity for those kids. And, you know, I'm excited to see the sport grow for the women.
Coach, any staff changes for you guys this year?
Yeah, we had a little bit of staff change. Marty Toole, you know, being done.
Yep.
So we moved Tyler Swope over to the middle school. So he's helping out with the middle school, and Eric Hans as well over at the middle school. So they're kind of helping that, and then I think Tyler somehow, if we can work it out, you know, might be taking some of the girls to some girl tournaments, you know, versus just going to JV tournaments, you know, and getting them to go out and about. But otherwise, we still got our same staff. You know, we got Keith Weber, who's been with me for, God, seems like forever. Marty Vanderheiden as well. Dan Drake volunteering, and then Taylor Berger being back and volunteering. You know, that always helps out. So it's always nice to have two D1 former athletes to be able to help out in the program and do those. But that's the only real change that we have staff-wise.
Schedule-wise, you got big tournaments. You're at DCG here early in the season. Do you like the tournaments, and how do you feel like your home and away schedule for conference and other duels fits for you guys this year?
I like our tournaments, you know. I like how our tournaments are in there, you know, how kind of before Christmas it just kind of goes, and then after Christmas the ball gets rolling, and, you know, you get into Herbergen's tournament, and then you get into the Mendenhall tournament at Ames, you know, so we're going to see some studs there, and then we have conference here this year, so that'll be interesting to see. And then, you know, we switched our conference schedule up a little bit. Now that Perry's not in it, so that kind of switched up a little bit, but we switched it last year. So I think we only have like two or three home duels, I think. So that kind of is not the fun part of it, you know, because when you got double duels or you got triangulars, that rotation, you know, you might skip out of being at home for 2 years. So we don't get many home duels, but the opportunities that we do have at home are going to be awesome. Just kind of putting a little, I guess I could put a little buzz out there for you. There's a little new attraction that might be happening. So if you come to Carroll High School, you might get to see some little new excitements, extravaganzas. You know, we're going to kind of try to make it like a party when you show up, have a good time, and
nice.
And you know, might turn the lights down low and see what happens. So just a little hint there. So hopefully people come out to make it and watch the kids wrestle. And like I said, you know how it is. We're a lot of fun. We like to score a lot of points, and you know, maybe we'll put the spotlight on us and see what happens.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, looking forward to watching the extravaganza and watching all the kids out on the mats for you this year. And I always got to say it, I enjoy watching you kind of doing the moves over on the bench, too. So
I'm sure you do. I like to, you know, I think I'm going to need a towel this year because put on a little weight, I'm starting to sweat more and more.
Well, maybe I'll either bring one or I'll have Story Hunt toss you one when he's down there taking pictures.
I already know where this is going to go. I already know how this is going to happen.
Well, Eric, it's always fun. I look forward to getting to talk to you every week, you know, for the MC Country Cafe Coaches Show. So we'll be starting that soon. But appreciate all your time here today. Wish you the absolute best of luck and looking forward to this season.
I appreciate everything you guys do for us, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. And you always make the interviews fun.
You bet. Head coach Eric Nagel again taking a look at the 2021 Carroll Tiger wrestling season.